Welcome back to another episode of Nerd Tween and a Movie Podcast. I am your host, Nerdpool Prime. Thank you for joining me. If you're listening to this on YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, hopefully soon on iTunes as well, do me a favor, hit the like, share, subscribe, whatever it does on that specific app. Help spread the word about the awesome content. That being said, this is going to be a short and sweet episode. This is going to be my last prediction / summation of what we know or what we can expect for Spider-Man No Way Home, which comes out in just a few days. And I honestly am freaking out. I was up at 5 o'clock in the morning when the tickets went on sale. I ended up buying one for me, and then later I tried to get on and buy a couple more for the Dungeon Master and one of my friends, and it almost didn't let me, and I was freaking out like, oh my god, it's already too late. I can't get any more. Oh god. And luckily I got through and got three tickets for the Thursday night showing. I actually took off work that day too, so I'm not going to be surprised if I go see it earlier in the day if I can as well. That being said, there's been a lot of leaks and TV spots and all that kind of stuff. So if you're into, you know, breakdowns or Marvel news or pretty much anything nerdy, this is a multi-fandom podcast. I tend to, at this current time, have a lot of Marvel content because, well, Marvel's dropping stuff all the time, you know, with all the Disney Plus shows, which I've done extensive breakdowns into all of them so far. And obviously Hawkeye as well. I'm not going to talk about Hawkeye this week only because it was such a great episode. It speaks for itself. There was just so many good things that happened in it with the appearance of Yelena Belova and just all the world building they did. But this is about No Way Home. So obviously we've been hearing rumors and we've been hearing denials and all this other good stuff in regards to obviously the inclusion of Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield in Spider-Man No Way Home. That being said, I have it on some pretty good authority. Not only do I have some sources in the entertainment industry, I'm also obviously a big follower of the big scooper accounts and things of that nature. And between RPK, Daniel Rickman, as well as, you know, Murphy's Multiverse, and of course, I Am Fires, Michael Roman, and Everything Always, we've got enough now to say that they're going to be in it. No matter how many times Andrew Garfield says he's not in Spider-Man No Way Home, you just look at all the signs. I mean, Michael Roman reported probably about a year ago about Sony Brazil, or it was Sony Latin America, I think it was, actually posted a video. It was like all three Spider-Man in the same place. Or it was like, who's your favorite Spider-Man? It won't matter because they'll all be in the same place. And then it was immediately stricken by Sony. The official Sony Latin America account got copyright stricken by Sony. Think about what I just said there. I mean, and then you look at the Brazil trailer for No Way Home. You can clearly see the lizard getting punched by the ghost of Uncle Ben, I guess, because you could just see his head just jerk around to the left, obviously getting punched or kicked by something that is edited out of the trailer. Speaking of the trailer, they released the first, they said first minute, but it's really the first 45 seconds of No Way Home, and it picks up literally right at that last scene of Spider-Man Far From Home, where J. Jonah Jameson is revealing who Peter Parker is. or who Spider-Man is, obviously being Peter Parker. In the trailer, when we see MJ and Pete and Spider-Man on top of that like bridge, there's police helicopters. In the clip that they released, there were no helicopters there. It was directly after them basically being swarmed by New Yorkers, and they just swung away. And the 45 seconds is basically just a couple of trailers that we've seen just connected with like maybe 4 or 5 seconds of extra dialogue, which adds a lot of context, obviously, but it wasn't really that big of a thing, really. Now, we've had some great TV spots. We've seen a lot of Doc Ock. We've seen a lot of Green Goblin. I actually think there might be 2 Green Goblins in this movie as well. I think one's going to be... let me back up for a second. So all of these villains that we're seeing, I don't think they are actually the ones from the other universes that we've already seen. I don't think that the Electro that we see in this movie is the same Electro from Andrew Garfield's universe. And part of the reason why I think that is Dr. Strange makes a comment about how all of them died fighting Spider-Man. I don't remember the Sandman dying at the hands of Spider-Man. Do you? Because I know there was a deleted scene from... which was it? Spider-Man 3, where he's like turns himself into like a sandcastle just to see his daughter. He's not dead, so that's obviously an issue. And also, okay, if you look at the blue version of Electro and this one we've seen in the trailers, they're different people in every way, shape, and form. Besides the fact that they're being played by the same actor and obviously just a variant of each other. But this Electro is not only more confident and more like forthcoming. I mean, in one of the trailers, he's like, "You're not going to take this away from me. I have another chance." I don't think it's the same one, though. I mean, unless it was from a different part of the timeline. I mean, the dude has hair and he has a Stark Tech mini arc reactor on his that he's drawing power from. That's not the Electro that we saw in the Andrew Garfield movie. I'm sorry. And again, Sandman wasn't a villain per se. He in the comics he's obviously 100% a villain, but in this rendition, he was more of just a guy that got screwed over and ended up getting superpowers and wanted to save his daughter. I mean, if you had a daughter and you had superpowers and you needed to save her life, wouldn't you use them to try to save her life? I'm just saying. I'm just saying. So if you look at that, then it is more than likely that they're just other versions of these villains that have appeared before. And like I said, the reason why I also think there's 2 Green Goblins is because in one trailer, we see him in a mask, like the original mask. And then in later ones, he's not in a mask. He has what looks like just goggles on. Now, is it possible that the armor that he has gets destroyed? Sure. Very possible. I just think that there's going to be, like, almost like a good version where, like, in that reality, Green Goblin wins and kills Spider-Man and he becomes this warlord and it's just not good enough for him. He ends up turning good and is more of a vigilante type. I definitely could see that happening. They look like very different renditions of the character. But I could be wrong there. I've obviously been wrong before. Now, in regards to Andrew and Toby, per the source I mentioned before and other sources, it's pretty certain that they're going to be in the movie. There was a leak scene with Andrew and Toby talking to each other on scaffolding. And then where is that scene in the trailer that has the ghost of Uncle Ben punching the lizard? On the Statue of Liberty. That has a scaffolding on it. Andrew can say that they're Photoshop all he wants, but there's video. And it just fits. And according to the sources, they are going to have roughly 30 minutes of screen time. And it's not just going to be like one quick battle and they're out. So that's going to be good. I one thing I will say is, if they don't say with great power comes great responsibility, I if you ask me, Tobey Maguire needs to literally look at Tom Holland and say, my Uncle Ben once said, with great power comes great responsibility. Because I need that in Spider-Man. That is Spider-Man. But I digress. Now, also, I'm going to have to put some Debbie Downer vibes here, because I've seen a lot of rumors that Miles Morales, as in not just Miles himself showing up, but like as Spider-Man, is going to be in the movie. For my sources, I do not agree. I do not think that's the case. I would not be surprised if Miles, like Miles Morales himself, might show up. I heard that it could be a post-credit scene, and I would not be surprised at that. I've also heard post-credit scene Venom meets Spider-Man. Either way, would you be mad at either one of them? I know some people don't like the Venom renditions, and I can honestly say I did not rush out and see Venom Let There Be Carnage. It's now available for digital download and Blu-ray, to my understanding, and I don't have either. So I really enjoyed Venom, the first one, mostly because I was just excited that they had an actor like Tom Hardy, who is, and fellas, if your girlfriend is around, or or if you have a girlfriend or wife or whatever, or fellas, I'm not trying to be canceled here. Ask them what they think about Tom Hardy. That man's a sex symbol. They had that man looking like crap. He looked so bad in so many scenes, and I loved it. They didn't fall into that stereotypical superhero hot guy, I gotta take my shirt off and look sexy in a scene for the girls that are in the audience. I loved that. It was absolutely fantastic. I bet you there were so many girls that were like, that boyfriend goes, hey, you want to go see Venom? They'd be like, I don't know. Oh, wait, Tom Hardy's in that, right? It's a superhero movie? Oh, yeah, I let's go see it. And in the back of their mind, they're like, he's totally going to take his shirt off and be like, so happy. And then you get him in a freaking baggy sweatsuit, sweating profusely, looking like he's about to die. I love it. Oh, man, I absolutely love it. And we're going to use that to segue to another, at this point, like I said, it's not a rumor. I've seen clips, so I don't know if I can sit here and tell you that I don't believe it's actually real, but Matt Murdock, Charlie Cox, Daredevil will show up in No Way Home. Now, let me state, this is not saying Daredevil in costume. Matt Murdock should show up as his legal counsel in the movie. And Kevin Feige recently made a statement that when Daredevil returns to the MCU, or I guess enters the MCU, because technically the Netflix shows, while almost all of them were fantastic, are not canon. They're not. So when he comes back, he's going to be played by Charlie Cox. 100%. Straight from Feige's mouth. And then he said where he will show up, that is yet to be seen. And then the writer of No Way Home kind of just chuckled. I know they're just messing with us at this point, but I also heard a rumor today that Matt Murdock and Daredevil himself actually will show up for the first time as Daredevil in the She-Hulk show, and apparently he's going to be wearing the yellow original costume. Now, I heard the same rumor. I heard that he's going to show up in No Way Home as Matt Murdock, and then his first appearance as Daredevil would be in She-Hulk. Now, I didn't hear until today that it was going to be the yellow suit, so I won't even try to claim that I knew that, because I'm not like that, unlike some people. Now, also, that being said, I've had a lot of people that are taking that and saying Daredevil series confirmed for Disney Plus. That's not the case as of right now. Are they working on it? I would believe so. I've heard a lot of rumbles that they're doing a soft reboot, which basically means that it'll be the same actors, or at least the actors they decide that they want to bring to the new one. But they're going to basically retell the whole story. Everything that happened prior doesn't count anymore. So, that being said, I also hope for my sake that they also bring back Jon Bernthal as Frank Castle. He is, in my opinion, the very best Frank Castle live action we've received. If you don't know, there have been now, let's say, 3 movies and 1 series. Dolph Lundgren, Tom Jane, and Ray Stevenson have all portrayed the Punisher in live action. The Tom Jane one actually took a lot of inspiration from comics. There were a lot of scenes that were ripped almost exactly from it. And you know what's funny? There's actually a scene in that Tom Jane Punisher where there's supposed to be a prop knife, and it was the actual knife, and he stabbed the wrestler Kevin Nash in the chest. And the reactions that Kevin Nash, you know, you can say what you want about wrestlers, but that was a perfect instance of an actor, a wrestler who was a fantastic actor. He took the stab, stayed in character, and they had this great little, like, look, like Tom Jane, like, was like, oh my God, did I just stab you? Like, look on his face. And it came across as, how did that not hurt you? And it was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. But Tom Jane, excuse me, does not hold a candle to Jon Bernthal. Jon Bernthal is damn near perfect when it comes to him being the Punisher. I'm sorry. At this point, I don't think there's anyone who can play him better. And honestly, Daredevil was a great show, but the best season was the introduction of Frank Castle. Their chemistry, not only in the fight choreography, but also in the actual dialogue, was just phenomenal. I was literally watching it like before I decided to do this episode right now. And they definitely need to bring him back. I would love to see them bring back Luke Cage as well. He'd be a great addition. And Jessica Jones, sure, bring her. But Iron Fist, you can stay away. You don't exist. But yeah, so Daredevil, well, Matt Murdock, the start of the Sinister Six, 3 Spider-Men, live action Spider-Verse. Yep. Looking like that's gonna be the thing we're all gonna see in about a week. Not even a week at this point. I'm so excited. Oh my God. And if you're excited, for No Way Home, or you watch this after No Way Home, you see it, please leave me a comment. Let me know what you think. I probably should have started this video with a spoiler warning, just in case this could ruin your experience. And I do apologize. I did not. I just jumped right in. But I don't know about you, but it's been a long time since I've felt this way. Like, I didn't even feel this way about any of the other Marvel movies, really. Like, Infinity War was so good that Endgame did get me hype, like, waiting for it, but we kind of knew what's going to happen. You know, like, we knew that most of the people would come back and they would win. We don't know how this is going to play out. I don't know about you, but I'm absolutely just... I don't even know what to think anymore. I think it's going to be probably one of the best Marvel movies we've ever had, or it could be one of the worst. I don't feel like the worst part is as likely, but I definitely think that we could have probably the best Marvel movie to date coming our way in just a few days. So let me know what you think. If you are going to see it opening night, let me know. I would love to talk to you about it before I do my breakdown, because I have, you know, my 48-hour spoiler warning. 48-hour spoiler ban, so I won't be doing a video right away. So let's talk. You can find me at on Instagram, Nerdpool Reborn, Nerdtween, Nerdtween in a Movie Podcast with underscores in between all the words. Marvel 2K21, 6 seasons of a Netflix movie. You can find me in a lot of places. I'm kind of everywhere. And this is just the beginning. We've hit a year. Year one in the books. Year two, it's going to be big. I can assure you of that. That's what she said. On that note, all you nerdy people, enjoy this week. We'll get the second to last episode of Hawkeye. Kingpin should show up. I really hope his sleeve and that chuckle is not the Kingpin appearance we were promised. And then we have Spider-Man No Way Home at the end of the week. Please, I'm begging you, don't spoil it. Like, you're not going to spoil it for me. I literally, and I say this all the time when I talk about this, I not only go out and search for leaks, I'm seeing it opening night. So you can't spoil it for me. I'll be fine. But there are people who literally just turn on their social media and poof, there it is. And it sucks for them. It really does. I mean, I searched them out, so I had already seen it, but because I went and looked for it. But the morning Venom came out, Let There Be Carnage, I literally opened up my phone, went on Instagram, and the first thing I saw was the post-credit scene from Venom. Made me go, well, I don't need to go see that movie now. I know what happens at the end. It's all about the journey, people. Let's let everyone walk it at their own pace. All right? Be kind, courteous. Get at least 48 hours. I mean, it's not too much to ask. But on that note, this is Nerdpool Prime signing off. With great power comes great responsibility. No Way Home in less than a week. I can't wait.